To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Hey, what's up, it's your man Carlos Miller.
It's boy Chico Bean.
Hey, and we are of the 85 South Show.
Man, we got some of the best guests, bro. We had 2 Chainz, Jay Prince came.
Yep.
Everybody came. You got to catch up on all the episodes that you missed, like Fabo, Killer Mike.
Busta Rhymes? Yeah, he bust a couple rhymes.
iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find the 85 South Show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Lonely, I'm so not lonely. I swear to God, I am loving my single life because I don't want to be bothered with men anymore. Not anymore. This is your girl, Suhaiti, and welcome to Love Suhaiti Talks of Raw here on Revolut Podcast. This is the podcast for all things love, sex, relationships, and everything in between. And we are here today. I don't even know what day it is. I believe it is Tuesday? Yes, Tuesday, November 12th. Yes, day after Veterans Day. Brand new podcast for you on all things love with your girl, Love Suhaiti. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Share it with your friends. Or leave a comment and review if you love what you hear. So, what was I talking about being lonely? How I'm not lonely. And I was actually just talking to my sister right before I came on the mic to talk about how I don't think I've been this happy in a very long time. And I never thought that I would be happy being single. So I've said it before, I'll say it again. I was the type of girl that always wanted to be in a relationship. I equated being in a relationship with being lovable and being loved. And I didn't have the best self-confidence and the best sense of self-love. And now I'm in a point in my life for the first time at 41 years old. I don't know if it's turning 40 that did it to me. At 40, a lot changed in my life. I ended up leaving my ex-fiance. I was with him for 5 years. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to continue talking about my ex. I said it before. I will say it again. Hashtag no complaining challenge. And I'm still on that kick of being positive and super grateful of where I am in my life, which means that I'm very grateful to be single. Not only am I grateful because I get to decorate my place the way I want, I get to do what I want, I get to come in and out of my apartment. Obviously, I'm a mom, so I can't just be like, bye, baby, see you later. But when I do have my free time, I get to utilize it and do with it as I wish. And it feels really good to be able to be myself and feel really good about being alone. So much so, this is going to sound crazy, hold on to your horses, but so much so that I think I'm going to marry myself. I actually posted this on Facebook and I was really shocked that some people told me their thoughts were different than mine. So I just asked a simple question on my Facebook fan page. Follow me on social media at Love Suhaiti on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm back on the Facebook fan page, super active now. And I asked, would you marry yourself? And I just posted this yesterday, today. So if you're listening, that's yesterday, which is Veterans Day. And I have 28 votes so far and counting. And out of those 28 people, I believe 18 said yes. Oh, so 28 people voted. Yes, I could do math, people. I can do math. 18 said yes, which means 10 said no. So 10 people said that they wouldn't marry themselves. And I asked this question because now that I'm enjoying being single for the first time in my life, I decided to stop with the online dating because I'm literally on Plenty of Fish and I am dreading checking it and I'm dreading replying and I'm even dreading texting guys. So much so that I start texting dudes. They ask for my information. They're asking me about my life. They're texting me every day, texting me good morning, saying they want to, you know, some of them say they want to meet me eventually. I'm not even pushing for that shit anymore. Before, I was like, get off the damn app, get off the damn text messages, and let's meet in person. Now I'm at a point where I don't even care to meet them. It's so bad that I've become a dude that ghosts guys all the time. I've become that girl, and I'm not bitter, and I'm not jaded. That's the difference. I thought I could only become this girl if I was bitter and jaded, but I'm neither or nor. What is it? Neither nor? Yeah. I'm neither nor, either or, neither here nor there of those things. I just don't want to be bothered with the bullshit. I don't want to be bought, and it might sound bitter, but it's not, because I'm really good where I am in my life. And that's why I don't want to bother getting to know someone, like, and texting and met, like, you want to get to know me, come correct or don't come at all. You want to be my friend, say so. And let's, even as a friend, female or male, if you want to be my friend, come and meet me. I'll come meet you. Let's make plans. Let's stop this disconnect, texting back and forth type of bullshit. And if you really want to hang out with me and get to know me, whether it's romantic or otherwise, then let's have some one-on-one time. I don't always want to go out to a social setting. I don't always want to go out and hang out with your homies. I don't want to always have to go out to a club. I'm a 41-year-old grown-ass woman, and I am very entertaining. I am very fun, and I love having conversations with people in my life, whether they're romantic and otherwise. So whether you are my friend, male or female, or you are interested in me in a romantic way, ask me to spend time with me. Like, ask me to go out for a drink or to a coffee shop, or call me. And don't even call me on the phone. I don't even want more folks to call me on the phone. Like, I don't have, not that I don't have the time, because that's an excuse. I do have the time. But I just don't want to spend my time getting to know someone on the phone that I'm never really going to chill with in person. You feel me? So I am texting with two guys right now online that I met on Plenty of Fish, okay? With two guys right now. One was like, I want to meet you. Let's go out for a drink. But I'm going to Dominican Republic. When I'm back, let's meet. Okay, I'm waiting for that. And then he was another one that I said, okay, great, have a great trip to the Dominican Republic. And he texts me back in the morning the next day. Thank you, my love. Who the fuck is my love? Who's your love? You know me? I'm your love now? Oh, God, people. I understand now why my mom, who is 73, is like, ay, los hombres son demasiado trabajo. Las relaciones son demasiado trabajo. Translation, it's just too much damn work sometimes. And I know people who are in marriages and in relationships, and they are working every damn day to keep that shit together. And I'm not saying that I don't want to be with someone eventually. I'm saying that the first person that I'm going to fall in love with and the first person that I'm going to commit to is my damn self, which is why I asked the question on Facebook, will you marry yourself? And 10 people said no and 18 people said yes. And I was like, damn, out of the 10 people that said no, and that's going to be my follow-up, if you said no, are you married or are you single? And if you're single and you want to meet someone, how are you expecting to meet someone to love you and commit to you if you can't even love and commit to yourself? Damn, I just got deep right now. Oh, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Like, I am so focused on getting my life and my heart and my mind right that I know God's going to provide me a man when the time is right. And my biological clock is reticking because Evan is 3 years old and he's getting to that age where he's very independent. He just wants to do things on his own. He kicks me out of the damn bathroom where he's going to do the number two. And he says, go, mommy, go. And I can't believe my little 3 year old is telling me to go because he wants privacy to go pee pee and potty. I cannot believe it. So now my biological clock is ticking because I've always wanted two kids. And I'm like, oh, my God, but I'm 41. But yo voy a dejar eso. I'm letting it go. Because I know that God's going to provide what he feels like is right for my life. If I want a second kid and he feels like that's a good for me, that it's going to be beneficial for me, then he's going to give it to me. And it might not be at 41. Same thing with the whole being married. I was always really hard on myself and the fact that I'm 41 and I'm not married because, you know, I've talked about it before. You kind of visualize your life to be a certain way. And then when it doesn't fall into, the things don't fall aligned the way that you think they're going to align, you're hard on yourself. But how do I know, if you feel this way, how do you know that God isn't going to send you a man or a woman that's going to be the best thing that's ever happened to you when you're good with yourself first and foremost at 50 or 60? Who says that we have to get married at a certain age? Who says that getting married at 55 or 60 is less amazing than getting married at 25? This reminds me of Leanne Locken from The Real Housewives of Dallas, who I'm going to talk about because she is 50 years old, I think. And she just got married on last week's episode. She got married to her boyfriend of like, I don't know, like maybe 12, 15 years. Don't quote me, Rich. And she was so happy. Like she said, I never thought I was going to get married. And I definitely didn't think I was going to be a bride at 50 years old. But she was a bride at 50 years old. And that's okay. But I wanted to talk about the wedding because she had a wedding without any food. And I'm like, damn, is that what? Do you not give a fuck that much over 40 that you're like, I'm getting married at 50 years old. You better come here with a full stomach because I'm just feeding you alcohol. That's what she did. It was only alcohol. So two things. The wedding, if you saw the show, was beautiful because everything was, and it was more like, it was at a church and it was beautiful and she invited tons of people and they wrote their own vows and it just kind of, it reminded me of how amazing it is when you meet the person that's your person. Like, it's not no bullshit. You're not, like, pretending. You speak from the heart and it's genuine and you know each other really well and connect in that way where you don't have to, like, have fake vows or not even fake vows, but it's not, like, generic, right? It's, like, really personal, the vows, and that's what their vows were like. Then they had, like, a five-hour break between the reception and the ceremony. And everyone was like, who the hell does that? Like, we have kids. That's like babysitting for 10 hours, which is really fucked up. But, you know, it's her wedding and she could do whatever the hell she wants. And if you don't want to come to a wedding like that, then just don't go to a wedding like that. Because I'm a type of person that I believe that your wedding is your wedding and you should do what makes you feel happy, even if it's going to inconvenience people. Like, if it's going to inconvenience people, then they shouldn't come to your wedding. I always wanted a destination wedding because I want to be able to enjoy the company of my guests so then we could be in the ceremony and just, you know, be me and my man, my husband at the time, you know, at the time, like I'm going to divorce him, the husband that I married, the man that I married, right? And then a couple days before the wedding and maybe a day after the wedding, like people are there so you could actually enjoy their time. So because when you get married the day of the wedding, like you never hang out with the people that you invite. You're running around taking pictures, doing all the chicken dance, doing this, doing that, right? It's just intense and it goes by really fast. So I would love it for, I always wanted a destination wedding. But a lot of people are like, oh, but then some people can't come. Well, if those people can't come, then they'll celebrate with me when I come back because this is what I'm going to have. And it's not about them. It's about my union and what we want, right? So I understand where Leanne Locken, the one who got married in the Housewives of Dallas, was like, fuck that shit. What I want is a party. So I initially was like, who doesn't serve their people dinner, their guests dinner? But there was a five-hour gap. So within that five-hour gap, you could have gone to go and eat. Because I think the reception started super late, like around 9 p.m. because it was a party. Like, you walked in and it looked like a club. So I thought it was a little crazy, but kudos to Leanne Locken of Real Housewives of Dallas for doing what she wanted to do and what felt right for her. In the end, that's all that matters, people, listeners. That's all that matters. What matters is that you do what makes you happy. And I have realized this. I really, for most of my life, I was a people pleaser and I'm still working on not people pleasing, but I think I'm getting to the point where I just don't give a shit as much anymore. If it doesn't make me happy, it doesn't make me happy. So I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm miserable to make someone else feel better or make someone else happier. It's just not worth it. Listen, I'm going to stop right here to let you know that you need to subscribe to this podcast. I have amazing guests coming up. I keep saying it. It is happening. It's just that I was sick for a week. So I had to make sure that my voice was 100%. It's still not 100%. I still have a little raspy, sexy voice, but it's better than nothing. So I just really wanted to remind you to subscribe, to rate the podcast, to share it with your friends. I love doing this. Thank you everyone also who messages me on social media at Love Sue Haiti about the podcast and tells me that they're really, really loving what I'm doing and they're really connecting to it. Even on Twitter, I'm getting a lot of love and I really, really, really appreciate it. Well, you know what? I don't appreciate. It's that time again. I caught feelings. Cut feelings. Oh, before I say that, again, I'm going to have an astrologist coming on and I'm so excited because he did my chart. So make sure to subscribe for that. I believe I'm going to have it for my 100th episode. Yes, my 100th. I think this is episode 97 today. So my 100th episode, I can't believe it's been 100 podcasts, is coming very soon. So I cannot wait for y'all to know what's up. So much stuff is coming up. I'm so excited. All right. I caught feelings, people. I caught feelings. I caught feelings because I just want someone to go to IKEA with. And I know I started the podcast with being okay, being single, and I am. But I'm having a hard time right now with wanting to be in a relationship and wanting to be single. And I think a lot of people probably feel this way when they're happy with themselves and they're going through a process of loving themselves again and really feeling confident again, or just being, you know, confident and feeling lovable and always feeling that way. It's hard to figure out when the time is right to just let go, open up to meet someone. And my list of the things that I want isn't that complicated. I want someone compassionate and empathetic, someone funny and family oriented, someone that I'm attracted to, but I do believe attraction can grow. Someone that I have chemistry with, but I do also believe that chemistry can grow. Because if you have things in common and you make me laugh and we have things that we love to do together and you make me feel special and you're kind and compassionate and treat me like a queen, then yeah, man, you're going to be looking mighty good in my eyes, even though you might not necessarily be the type of guy that I usually go for. And by the way, I don't necessarily have a type. I think I do and I don't. Because some guys, I look at my exes and I'm like, not at all what I thought I was going to end up with. And then I look at other ones and I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like my ex-fiance, definitely someone that my friends were like, yeah, that's definitely your type. So I'm catching feelings for my damn self because I feel like I'm confusing my damn self. I feel like I want to be with someone. I know I want to be with someone in the future, but I don't want to be with someone. And I know that's confusing to you, the universe, and that's confusing to God. But God knows what's in my heart. And I'm trying to sort it out, which is why I think I'm going to marry myself, people. Like, I know you can't literally marry yourself in the court of law. But one of the things that I want to do next year when I turn 42, ay Dios mío, in April, is that I want to have a commitment ceremony to myself. And it just hit me a couple of days ago when I listened to that song, Lotus Flower Bomb. Lotus Flower Bomb. I can't sing today, sorry, because of my voice. And it's from Wale. And I remember being in my car, and I have a YouTube video talking about this, and saying, man, it just said, I really want a man to feel that way about me. Then I asked myself, like I asked my Facebook followers, would you marry yourself? And I said to myself, so Haiti, do you feel that way about yourself? Do you feel like you're a lotus flower bomb? And I said, no, I don't think I do. I don't feel like I'm the bomb like that. And I have to work on that in order to be with the person that God has in store for me. So April 16th, 2020, maybe not the exact date because I don't know what day it lands, but the weekend of April 16th, 2020, I'm going to have a commitment ceremony to myself, and I'm going to invite my friends because I already have a plan for my birthday, and whoever can come can come. If it's inconvenient, too bad, because it is about me, my love for myself, and what makes me happy. And if it's just me on the beach saying lovely words and vows to myself, then that's all right too. Okay, that is it for me, Su Haiti, right here on Revolver Podcast. Love Su Haiti Talks of Raw as a podcast. Make sure to subscribe, share, let me know what you think. Follow me on social media at Love Su Haiti. Catch my videos on YouTube at Love Su Haiti as well. And stay tuned for tomorrow's podcast. And yes, the 100th episode with an astrologist. I'm so excited. Bye.
There have never been more options for your next vehicle, but the right choice has never been clearer. That's because Toyota has a high-performing hybrid built for your exact needs, like the stylish all-new Camry XSE Hybrid and Venza, the spacious Highlander and all-new Sienna with more cargo space, and the fuel-efficient and high-performing RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota hybrids save you time and money, filling up less often at the gas station. And of course, all with 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty on new models. Take the next step. Visit Toyota.com/hybrid or your local Toyota dealership to learn more.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.